Oh, the celebrity hotline is ringing. Good morning, XTU. Who is this?
John Bon Jovi calling.
John Bon Jovi! Good morning, man. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. How you doing?
Wonderful. What are you doing with yourself these days, other than releasing more hit songs?
Trying to find something to do like the rest of us. You know?
Well, that's going to be my first question to you, because we'll talk about the new single you have with Jennifer Nettles called Do What You Can, but everyone wants to know, what does a John Bon Jovi do with himself the last, like, what, 6 months now?
Seven.
Yeah.
I've grown a long beard. I'm joining ZZ Top when I'm done with this.
Well, from what I hear, John, and it's too bad Andy's not here to ask you about this, because it'd be more appropriate. I understand, dude, that you are ripped these days.
Oh, my goodness gracious. No. You know, thank God this isn't a Zoom call. I look like Kramer from the old Seinfeld show. Careful. Get it.
Well, as long as you don't look like George Costanza, then that's not too bad.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, like the rest of us, because I know you are a huge sports fan, have you gone through, up until the last couple weeks, have you been going through, like, sports withdrawal over the summer with nothing to watch?
This summer was really tough, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, at first you sort of got through your Netflix, like, okay, let's watch The Tiger King. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of cute. You'd watch movies that you'd forgotten about. Then it got to that place where, you know, the family would fight about what to watch because you couldn't bear to watch, like, Transformers Part 9. And, you know, so all I wanted was, you know, baseball, basketball, hockey. And so now there's a glut. Now there's everything.
Yeah. How thrilled are you that Notre Dame football is back? Because you're a big fan, right?
I am a big fan of the ND Fighting Irish, who are currently 2-0. So I'm just happy to have football back, being a football fanatic. You know, once upon a time, as you guys in Philly know, I used to own the arena team, which was a blast for me. But our roots in Philly are deep because of the sports connection.
For sure. Can you give the birds a little bit of help? Think we're not off to a great start.
Yeah, I know. What the hell's going on? But then again, as you know, they're like late bloomers. You know, late in the season is when they sort of get it together.
That's true. That's right. Hey, and the Bengals are coming to town, so that's a cure-all for everything that hurts you, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We used to always be able to say that. You watch this kid, Joe Burrow. He's the real deal.
I know. Yeah, as long as he can play like a rookie for one more week and then kick it into gear, because we need this one, right?
That's the thing, is I would say just make sure you card him on his way into a bar.
For sure. When are you able to go to any sporting events these days? Because I know the Eagles aren't having any fans. Are college teams having fans?
No, well, yeah, if you're a parent, but my son graduated a few years ago, and he was on the team, so that would have given me an opportunity. No longer is there any opportunity to go to any sport, you know, anywhere. You know, I went to my nephew's Pop Warner game on Sunday. Just to see, like, 11-year-olds playing football.
Right. I don't know if you had a sneaky way in. You could just say, no, I'm singing the national anthem. It's okay. I'm allowed in.
I might take you. That's a pretty good idea. Right.
So let's talk about this new song. It's Do What You Can with Jennifer Nettles, who, of course, you teamed up with like 15 years ago. Why so long between songs? You guys sounded great together with Who Says You Can't Go Home.
We did. But, you know, fortunately for Jen, Sugarland was very successful, as was Bon Jovi. So, that opportunity came up, and she rode us all the way to the number one spot in country music, and so that was a nice little kind of asterisk. I wrote Do What You Can some 15 years later. One thing that did cross my mind is, unlike any song that I'd certainly ever written, the appeal of the lyric was broad. I mean, something that everybody around the planet has lived. And so I thought I would love to get the message out, even on country radio. And so I only had one person that I wanted to call, and it was Jennifer Nettles.
And, you know, my first thought before I heard the song and saw the video was, the song was about the pandemic and saluting the frontline workers. So I assumed, with her powerful voice and your history, this is going to be like a power rock ballad kind of thing. So I was pleasantly surprised at how upbeat and fun the song actually is, considering the topic.
Well, thank you, which is, you know, not the easiest songs to write. It's always easier, to be honest with you, to write a ballad. But the last thing I would want to do is write a ballad about that topic. You know, and when you have a title like Do What You Do, You Do What You Can, you know, it lends itself to being optimistic because we all have to do what we can. And that would, you know, cause that ripple effect.
And the single is on your upcoming album, which was it supposed to come out earlier this year, but COVID screwed that up too?
It did. It canceled the tour. Of course, we were supposed to play the arena and, you know, that was canceled, and as was the entire first leg of the tour. And then I postponed the album because who was going to be focusing on a record in May when it was meant to come out?
Right.
So the postponement of the record led to the song.
Okay, so now it's coming out. Is it October 2nd? Is that right, from what I understand?
It is. Yeah, a week from Friday, it finally comes out.
All right, cool. So is there any, at least like a maybe a virtual or drive-in tour or anything paired with it?
You know, there will be the, let's call it the virtual. We were able to get together in the room with the band. And so I said, guys, when you show up, know the album front to back because we're going to film it. And we did. And so we'll have that upon the release of the album. And Jenny sang the duet for TV stuff with us. She was in another location, but we performed live. She sang with us via the magic of television.
Okay.
and so it's all on film. But, you know, the songs are going to live forever, so we'll be able to do it when the doors open up again.
All right, Brooks. I was going to say, we can always put a big, giant screen up at the link and have people drive in.
Now we're talking.
All right, there you go. Well, Jon Bon Jovi, album comes out October 2nd. The new single, Jennifer Nettles, is called Do What You Can. Thank you, as always, man, for taking a minute to join us.
Love you guys. Thanks. All the best.
WXTU and WXTU HD1 Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. It's the Andy Summers Show.
Love you.
Love the show.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.